Welcome to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Christine Milleresi and Mike Hayden. In this hour, Mel and Mike will serve as your guides as you access the spirit realm light beings who teach the shamanic mysteries. You'll meet fascinating guests and gain the knowledge to walk upon Terra Christa, the new earth. Now, here are your hosts, Mel and Mike.
Welcome to Walking Terra Christa Radio. I am Mel, and I'm here with my co-host, Mike. We have a very exciting show today because we are starting to come up onto a new activation. We've got plenty of them. And we want to talk about the summer solstice and the wave that is going to be occurring here in Mount Shasta where we are. I welcome Mike.
Glad to be here. Hope everyone else is also glad. We're doing this show from a new location here in Mount Shasta, and we have beautiful vista views of the mountain and the surrounding areas. So try and just feel that essence, because we're going to be talking a lot about the mountain today. The Ohm Wave crystal is actually inside the mountain, and it's with the Telosians in the Lemurian city of Telos, and it's actually an Atlantean crystal that they've had for quite some time. So this is going to be a very special event this solstice. Before we get into that, I actually wanted to just inform everybody that we are going to be doing a retreat this summer in August right here in Mount Shasta. For those of you who can make it, we'd love to have you. It's going to be on the weekend of the 17th, 18th, and 19th. And, of course, since it's not, we don't have a major airport here in Mount Shasta, so if you can come a little early and stay a little later, that would also be a wonderful thing to do to get yourself adjusted to the energies. But what is most important about that date is it is the 25th anniversary of the Harmonic Convergence. The Harmonic Convergence has been since 1987, hitting us every summer, and it involves a lot of the celestial light and frequencies that we have been experiencing. It is part of the Great Cycle, the 5,200-year cycle and change, that has occurred. It's also part of the 25-year cycles. And this is going to be the last one for quite some time, so we want to celebrate that. This is going to be a celebration event. We're, of course, going to have channeling and teachings, but there will also be a sacred ceremony at a special spot that we're going to locate where we can really feel the energies. And, of course, the Harmonic Convergence energies incorporate all the energies of the Christed Inner Galactics, the Christed Inner Beings, the Inner Earth People. For Gaia, it incorporates the elementals and the magical elements that we normally don't encounter. That's all awakening now with the year of 2012. To be more conscious in our minds. And, of course, all the Inner Galactics. All the other races that exist in the grand consciousness of being, oneness. So it's really going to be a wonderful event. We want to tell you about that. We're going to put something up on our website, walkingterracrista.com, so you can all learn more about that. It's not up there yet, but we will have it up soon. So the Ohm Wave, this is what the show today is about, the Ohm Wave and the Ohm Wave Crystal, which is inside of Mount Shasta. The summer solstice is always a very powerful time as we now move into the energies of summer. Of course, the seeds were planted in the spring, and this is the time of our growth, of fully coming into our maturity of the year, if you will. We allow those visions that we had during the winter and then place them into our awareness in the spring, and summer is the movement to fully accept our regeneration. So the year of 2012 has been very powerful so far, and it will continue to be so. It is considered the golden era. It's the first year of it, and it is the time when every human being upon this planet is going to change and flourish more deeply. It is our opportunity to fully accept these elements within us, to move into the frequency that our higher selves have been awaiting for. So we, each of us, are the gateway, are experiencing the gateway to fully remember and accept our I Am presence within this physical existence in a way that has never happened before. We have been assisted with these three ascension festivals that we've had earlier this year, the Festival of the Christ, WESAC, and the Humanity Goodwill Festival. We went through a resurrection phase into accelerating a WESAC, and then we expressed those energies to assist humanity. Along with those elements, we have had a lunar eclipse, the most powerful solar eclipse ever, and then, of course, the Venus transit. So these interplanetary activations are assisting us to being multidimensional, because that is really who we are. So we're remembering those aspects of ourselves that may have gotten lost in the process. And I know many of you don't think about yourselves as being multidimensional, but the more you work with these energies and experience these elements, just as if you realize you have a talent for doing something as you get older, all of a sudden you pick up a paintbrush and you realize, hey, I'm pretty good at this. You didn't know that before you picked it up. Well, guess what? I would imagine 99.9% of humanity has been elsewhere in their prior lives, intergalactic beings.
This is so true. This solstice is going to be so amazing for each of us, especially those of us who have been doing this work for quite a long time, as I have. I participated in the first harmonic conversion, so this is really exciting in what we're going to be experiencing. And that's a memoria, merging as the essential essence of our... Now, that's really interesting. As an individual who's been very connected to memoria, and I had a few lifetimes in Atlantis that I don't want to remember, so it's been hard for me to fully accept that, but yet being a woman, very independent, I had that male energy very strong. So this is a very powerful time. What exactly is going to be happening? Well, this radiant wave will cascade from Mount Shasta itself to the enormous central power crystal that is housed inside the Lemurian capital city of Telos. The wave will extend across the globe and merge with the energies of other geographically important central crystals, delivering a new level of light consciousness of compassion and love to all of humanity. It is the return of the blending of the masculine elements of our heritage of Atlantis and into the feminine energies that is our heritage of Lemuria. For those that are fully ready to advance into your next level of responsibility as the torchbearer and the light worker, it is the most opportune time to fully walk into your love, power, will, strength, and expression that you are. The Atlantean crystal that is being housed in Mount Shasta in the city of Telos, the Lemuria has been deemed appropriate at this time to fully allow the essence of this beautiful crystal to be ignited through the essence of the Lemurian frequency. We all know that Atlantis and Lemuria both had their downfalls with each other, but each culture was very important for the evolving energies of Gaia. As the feminine divine is being fully activated this time, the essences of Atlantis and Lemuria were merged, representing the masculine and feminine divine perspectively, which means all of our timelines are going to come together into oneness. Now, how exciting is that, Mike?
It's very exciting. It's very new. Of course, we have other energies supporting this. This is not a single event timeline. But it is, of course, the Venus transit that we just had was all about bringing in the merging of the masculine and feminine, which is really amazing. So it is our belief, Mel and I, that everybody on the planet at this time is either has incarnated from either one of these cultures or possibly both. And, of course, it played a major role in the evolution of this planet because both energies were fully needed. It is also an opportunity to fully accept the integration of the male and female aspects within our being, which is something that is far from being what we think of as androgynous. The masculine person tends to be more mental, tends to be more of a doer, and the feminine energy tends to be more compassionate and more heart-centered. Now, obviously, we all have these components, so it's just a question of it becoming balanced. Atlantis represented the essence of the of many who lived during that time, represented the mental aspect. In retrospect, the Lemurian energies represented the feminine essence. So they were working from their emotional levels. The Atlanteans were working from their mental levels, and both accomplished great things in doing so. So this is not about, even though everyone knows the story of Atlantis and Lemuria, or a lot of people do, and how they came to be at odds, just like today we are at odds with some other cultures. So it's about not being at odds anymore. It's about becoming one with the others. So we're at a juncture of time and space, where the planetary elements are fully coming to assist us into this complete balance within our physical bodies, and that is what is new. So this crystal is going to be fully activated during the solstice energies, and this is also has occurred previously on the 999, the 101010, and the 111111, which released only a small fragment of the frequencies that have been ignited. These energies now will go through us and into Gaia. It is a very opportune time, as we've been saying, to fully accept our role upon the new Earth while transcending all the old elements that we really haven't accepted about ourselves previously as individuals, as a race, as families, as cultures.
Yes, it's going to be an amazing time, but we want to speak a little bit about what does this mean for those of us that are on the pathway of mastery. We know that this energy is coming into the planet. People are going to be changed. It depends on each individual's soul on how that change occurs, because as we know, there are many unaware beings living on this planet. But what happens to those of us that have been working on this acceleration phase? I want to talk a little bit about the mastery pathway and initiation. As we're walking into the new Earth, it's essential that every initiate be able to integrate their fifth dimensional body. This is what we teach. This is why we bring vibrational calls to assist individuals. And this is what each of us is experiencing at this time, all the light workers, with the physical changes and the reactions within the body. The body is trying to accept what is happening to us spiritually. This is a minimum requirement to go on to the new Earth frequency, and this is only our beginning, as Spirit has been saying in some of the calls. A person is walking into the new Earth will need to be at least a fourth initiation, and this means renunciation and freedom, which many are already there, or they're aspiring to be there. Which means that you work with Spirit and through Spirit, and it's a pathway of great sacrifice and wonderful rewards. It's usually when your life changes, and I've been through this many years ago with this process, so, and many are doing the same right now. All of a sudden, you just decide what you're doing is not good enough. And the best part of it is on the mastership pathway is not knowing what the next step is. So here we are walking into the fourth initiation. We're getting into being like the eagle and flying above. It's a very difficult phase within the 3D world, but it can be accomplished, and many are doing so. Then we move on to the fifth initiation, which many are talking about right now. It is part of this wave. It has to do with merging with our monad or I am presence. This means we have 144 soul personalities that were created at the same time as us, which is our monad, that we will be integrating those personalities within our being. That's a tall order, Mike, as we know. I've been doing it for many years, and those that are just new in this path are doing it quickly. So this on-wave energy is assisting us. So what does this mean? In essence, you on this pathway are becoming a multidimensional being. So it's a huge process with many releasements and integrations occurring at the same time. If you don't understand what you're going through, just surrender onto the process, because this is exactly what's happening. You are merging your physical essence with your I am presence, and that's a beautiful thing. It's never been able to be done for the normal person on this planet before. But I have to tell you, work needs to be done. It just isn't going to happen. This energy is not just going to come in and you're going to be changed and it's all going to be hunky-dory. Everybody thinks, since Venus trains, that everybody's supposed to be feeling wonderful all the time, 100%. Well, I hate to tell you, it is a process. But we can do it, and we can do it together. And that's what we wanted to share today. So our goal through this is just our beginning stages. We must access that fifth dimensional body through the fourth initiation. Then what we're really striving for is to be able to access the 50 chakras, not 22 that are part of the fifth dimensional body, as we teach in all our calls. Ninth, the ninth dimensional reality. That means you'd be at the 10th initiation. And believe me, the initiations go up to 352 levels to the God Force. So there's a long way. But what we are doing, we are integrating these within our physical body. We are accepting our role as a master upon this earth. And I bet 75% of us out there are listening. You've done it before. Maybe not in body, but on the inner plane level. So this is what we wanted to share. These are the prerequisites for the energies of the new earth. So we refer to the stage of initiation as an important process in learning what we are experiencing with the arm wave and the summer solstice. All timelines from Atlantis and Lemuria are now coming into wholeness to allow each of us individually to experience these elements. The arm wave is not doing it for us. We are experiencing it together. Many individuals are struggling right now with these energies, as some think that all is going to change immediately, as I just shared, that they will be renewed and refreshed without any internalization of the process. This energy is just going to catapult us even deeper into our multidimensional reality, and it's up to us to assist our higher self and I am presence in doing so. We are hosting a special call for the arm wave activation on Wednesday, June 20th, which will be overlighted by St. Germain, Lord Adama, and Lord Metatron to assist us through this process. I hope you decide to join us. Please check it out on walkingtarotcrystal.com for details.
So basically what we're talking about is ascension. We have realized in our work that humanity is now, that's simply what humanity is doing. So that word, it confuses a lot of people because they think they're going to just float off the planet. And the way we look at it is actually what's happening is you're simply descending all these energies and your higher self and your I am presence down into your physicality. So it's not at all what has been taught in the religious sense about ascension. We're not doing that kind of ascension. I know there's lots of cultures and religions with those pantheons, as we call them, that are talking about people that transcend and turn into a body of light, and then they're not really here on this planetary level anymore. What we're talking about is bringing these energies down into you so that you can actually walk upon the planet, interact very much the way you do now, except you leave behind all those elements that do not serve you. And there are a lot of those. So we actually, in order to assist with this, before we go to break, I just want to share with everybody, we want to share with everybody that we are actually going to be doing a very special ceremony during the solstice on June 20th. We're going to be bringing, I think it lasts from the 20th to the 24th, and we're going to actually take some crystals up to the mountain. We're going to bring them into, cleanse them in one of the sacred rivers around here on the native lands, or what was once the native lands. The Park Service took it over. So we're going to be activating these crystals, and they're going to be activated with the Om wave frequency right here in Mount Shasta. This will be an initiation ceremony at the onset of the solstice, and then we will be using the energies of Mount Shasta, having the crystals experience them for a three-day period. Then we'll be doing a closing ceremony on the morning of June 24th. So we're actually going to get crystals, charge them, have the mountain be exposed to them, and we want to have each person individually attuned to those crystals. So we want to have a, we're going to have a questionnaire, and you can actually fill out the questionnaire, give it to us, and we will take that crystal, infuse it with your essence, and then have this crystal attuned not only to you, but to the Om wave itself, which is going to be the energies of, as we have said, Lemuria and Atlantis, to bring you in the full balance. And this is very powerful. We've actually done this with a crystal ourselves through Lord Adama, and it is something that has really assisted us greatly because it actually is your full essence. So, again, that's also going to be up on the, it is up on the website under Om Crystal, on walkingtarotcrystal.com. So if you're interested, just take a look at that. And when we come back from break, we're actually going to have a wonderful continuation of the call. We're going to bring in several masters who want to talk about the Om Wave event, Lord Adama, Lord Metatron, and Saint Germain, not necessarily in that order. So you're listening to Walking Terra Crista Radio with Mel and Mike, and we'll be right back.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Melaresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Crista, the new earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away. The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change. You are tuned in to Walking Terra Crista Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mike. I'm here with Mel, and we're actually going to do something very exciting this show. We're going to bring in, Melaresi is going to channel, we're going to try to fit it all in, Lord Adama, Lord Mel, Lord Metatron, and Saint Germain, who all want to talk about the significance of this Om Wave crystal activation. It is a very special event for the planet. And for those of you who want to know, the actual summer solstice occurs at 2309 Universal Time, which is 409 in our time here in the U.S. Pacific and 709 p.m. on the East. So we are ready to welcome in one of the 3 spiritual teachers.
Greetings, it is I, Saint Germain.
It is my pleasure. I'm here to represent the Atlantean energies, and I think Lord Isama will be representing the Lemurian energies, of course. How can he not? I know we don't have much time, and we do love to chat. And this is very exciting to be able to communicate with each of you in this manner. Wow. The Palm Wave Crystal. Well, each of you know Manchester is my home of many homes, but it is where the heart of my energy is. And I'm very, very excited to fully see what is occurring. And I want to thank each of you. I want to thank each of you on this pathway. If you are new to it or if you are old to it, we're all part of the same element. Atlantis, coming together with the Lord. Who would have thought that we would be able to come to this juncture of time to fully accept these essences onto this plane? It is a beautiful time to be in body. And I want each of you to acknowledge that in the parts of yourself. The male essence, the technology. Look what's happening on the earth now with everything that you're doing. Here, we're doing a radio show from someone's home through a telephone line, computer, whatever. We have these abilities to do these things. And who would have thought? Who would have thought 30 years ago, the Harmonic Convergence, 1987, 25 years ago, that we would come to this time? Well, we were all hoping we'd come to this time, and we want to thank you for doing the work that you have been doing, because we are creating a new earth. We're actually grounding it here. How amazing is that? I know, dearest one here, Maloresa, I always, you know, she was ready to book herself to Mount Shasta as she did last year, which we are very thankful that she is here, and also Michael. And that things were going to shift, but look at all the light workers working around the globe. And I want to say a personal message to each of you about this wave. It is our time. It is our time to let go of those parts of ourselves that want to stay stuck in what we have did. The powerful, those are the power grids of the energies. Each of you are bringing in those power grids within yourself. You're activating those parts of yourself that are so gifted, so many gifted, gifted individuals upon this planet. And what can I say about the new ones, the young ones coming out? I have a message for you. Do not allow your lower ego to get in the way. And please do listen to what has been shared here today about the work that needs to be done. These activations are occurring to assist the planet, because you are assisting the planet. And we're all working together with all frequencies within the planetary, the solar, the universal, the multi-universal, the galactic, the cosmic, to come into the oneness of that remembrance that we all are together. But don't make the mistake that you have previously, especially you have strong Atlantean energies. And I know those of you out there that are so very, very gifted and understand the technology, understand the geometric patterns, and understand their frequency deeply, it's important for you to embrace the Lemurian energies, because it will assist you. And I promise you, it will not be easy. It depends upon your pathway and where you are. I'm so glad Maloresa talked about the initiation process. I want her to bring more information in about that. That's something that we need to talk about. And I want you to invite everyone to our retreat, because I will be arriving, maybe physically. I'm hoping that it all works out. It's a special space that is here. I am so grateful to be hand-in-hand with Lord Adama and Lord Metatron, that we're all coming into balance. We all have specific separate teachings, but why should be separate? Yes, the I Am Foundation is wonderful, but I will say, you know, there's more. There's more to tap into. There's more frequency. There's more beauty. There's more love. And I know I don't have much time, because we want to fit everyone in. So I am now going to center myself. And my presence is still here. I want you to feel the violet flame deeply. I also want you to feel the understanding that the science of the rays is very important to learn. You cannot come to the new earth without understanding the science of the rays. So please get into that aspect also. I'm really excited about being with every one of you through this frequency that is occurring. It's time and has been deemed appropriate for it to occur in these moments. My love and blessings to each of you in the frequency of light that I am and to me. Dearest ones, I am Lord Adama, High Priest of Talos. It is my pleasure, my divine pleasure, my second time to be on this radio, but it's a little bit different this time. You're not asking me questions, I'm giving you the answers. Each of you are in my heart, and I know that many of you work with the Telosian frequencies and the energies. I work with many channels of many different levels, and I'm asking each of you to have an open heart through this process. Beyond Wave is going to be a very powerful event, and it's important that each of you understand what is happening. You are deflecting parts of yourself that you fully have not wanted to accept previously. You don't need to accept them. It's not part of your consciousness any longer. Each of you that are working through this initiation process, the energies of the cosmos and the frequencies of all the upper earth and inner earth is now supporting that pathway. For years and years, it was not supported, so it had to be in hiding. This is why we have been enveloped. This is why we can live the way that we live in the length of time, which is also your probability to do so. So I ask of you at this time, and those of you that are so much connected with the Lemurian energy, let us accept the Atlantean within us. We need to do this. And I will tell you, we've had to do some heavy-duty ceremonial energies in Telos. Because there are many in Telos that feel the same as you. But we're all growing together. We're all accepting our divinity in a much bigger space. Atlantis and Lemuria have the same accessibility, but they just looked at it differently. Of course, I was someone else then, and I was part of the Lemurian energy. And now I'm still part of the Lemurian energy, and I'm part of each of your hearts, because I know each of you are striving to open up your hearts more desperately. But it's very essential to blend that the essence of your heart with the essence of your masculine divinity, because that's where you're going to find the power within you. That's where you're going to find the acceptance for you to fully bring into your being your multidimensionality. All the lifetimes you've had on many different planes of existence, as an angel, as a formlessness of the beginning forms. Mother, as they talk about integrating the 144 soul personalities, they're just aspects of yourself. You're not taking on those energies. You're allowing yourself to move into all those phases together into the oneness. And then we can be one with each other. But you must do this on your own first. And then it goes to Gaia, and then it will spread out. So this is what the arm wave about. And I hope you do decide to get the crystal. We still have a few more days where they're available. Malarese and Mike need to do the acceleration with them. And I will be giving a visualization to assist you to tune yourself within the crystal. And I'm also offering a special session that if you want to discuss your role with the new earth with me, I would love to communicate with you. I know time is of the essence, as everything is of the essence, But it is my divine pleasure to share with you my heart. My heart, just your heart in frequency. Let's all just take a deep breath for a moment and feel the ongoing frequency as St. Janine and I will come together.
Germaine, we're going to go to another break and we'll be right back. And with Lord Metatron, this is Mike here with Melaresi on Walking Terra Crista Radio on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Melaresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Crista, the new Earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit WalkingTerraCrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Are tuned in to Walking Terra Crista Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Okay, everybody, welcome. I hope everybody was able to feel the vibration coming through the telecommunication and sound waves there. It was a very powerful brief meditation that Lord Adama brought through for us, and I do want to thank St. Germaine, Lord Adama, and now we have Lord Metatron with a his point of view about the Om wave and the importance of it.
Thank you. Let's just take a moment. Let's all take a deep breath. The frequency in front of me is a great being that's coming in very strongly, and the Lord Metatron represents the combination of the balance. As he's been sharing with us in Metatronic Sales, a special session for people to find what their skills are about. You may talk a little bit about that. We just did a class on the Metatronic Sales, and also Sanat Kumar is going to be very present in our work. Greetings, I am Lord Metatron at your service. Oh, wow. What an exciting moment for me to be with my two colleagues, Saint Germain and Lord Adama, and to share the Om wave frequency. I'm very excited about this integration. Energies are coming through in many different ways of light, and you'll be finding that I work through many, as you know, and my teachings come through the masses, and I am eternally grateful for what Mel and Mike are doing, because they seem to have a way of being very personal. As a light being, that is a quite different experience for many of us. I have worked with Melarese for many years, and she is very much attuned to my frequencies, and that's what we're assisting others with. Of that remembrance that we are and have been together. But the Om wave is a divinity that has been deemed appropriate at this time to be activated. I think some of Saint Germain shared that this frequency of light could not happen if it was not for each of you. Humanity needed to be able to accept it, integrate it, embrace it. If there weren't as many light workers at this time as there are, would not be appropriate to fully activate the crystal frequency. If we look back 1987, harmonic convergence was a very powerful time, and there were hopes and ideals of what could be. And you have given us beyond our expectations, beyond our hopes, and beyond our ideals. Because the ones that have traveled a long way to this point in time are the ones that have opened up the pathway, the beginningness. They're the ones that went deeper and deeper, and many are no longer on this planet. So it's with great pleasure that I can speak through Dearest One here, as she has been part of these frequencies for a long time. And it's wonderful to see so many others waking up and understanding this process, because part of the understanding is accepting that frequency physically. And isn't that allowing your mental to blend with your emotional, the male and the female within you to be one? If it had not been appropriate to do so, we would still be moving forward. And there would be cataclysmic events geographically, which there still are. But if you look at the overall structure, you will see that the predictions have changed. And it is because of each of you as a light worker, as a torch bearer, as a healer, as a shaman, as a crystal person, as a great person, as a counselor or coach, allowing the divine essence to be fully within you and sharing it with others. And I will reiterate, ego will not work. Higher ego, yes, the higher ego from your I am presence. Feeling the power, feeling the love, feeling the acceptance and the joy, and incorporating that within your heart. Because you can't do it without your heart. So if your heart is not open enough, there will be conflictions with all of this energy. If you don't allow the male essence part of you to surrender onto the female essence, or if you don't allow the female essence to surrender onto your male essence, there will be destructive patterns that will occur. And it's very important that you understand the expression of what is happening. It is the power of the light. It is the frequency. But it's also all the timelines that you are a divine being, that you are a Metatron angel, that you are a Melchizedek initiate, that you are part of many temples, that you are an Arcturian or a Pleiadian or a starseed. It doesn't matter in the circumference of the whole picture, because those aspects will fit in the puzzle pieces that are missing for Gaia. And that's what each of you are bringing in for this wave. Yes, we are activating it because it's time for it to be activated. But it's also time for you to activate yourself. And that is surrender. You must surrender unto these energies and understand that you are a divine being, that you have a pathway, that you have a gift to give, but you also must receive a gift from others. That is where the lower ego is displaced. The physical body will merge into the higher body, so you become that life body you've been striving for. Your DNA will be activated. And I ask of you to say unto this right now unto yourself, no one can activate that for you. They can give you the tools for it to be activated. But no one activates your DNA. That is through your I am presence. That is through your higher self. You are the projector. You are the commander of that ship. But we are all assisting each other in that process. And I totally understand, as I've been here, I've been many things. I am angelic. I am master. That is why I like to be considered as the Lord Metatron, because I am all those elements. And I stand with Lord Melchizedek. And the entire initiation phase of the Mahatma to bring this frequency. So what is going to occur also with the wave is the initiation process is going to become deeper and stronger. So, yes, the tools that are being given through these two and many others are needed by each of you for you to assist yourself deeply. And that is why I bring forth the Metatronic Seal. These are seals that you were attuned with through your I am presence. It's now time for you to remember what these seals are, because they will assist you in fully activating the Metatronic essence within you, which is the power of our light together. So I'll be watching all of you through this wave frequency, no matter where you are, what elements you're doing. Please get out in nature and connect during this time of great revelation.
It is my divine pleasure to be here with you as Lord Manichon. Thank you for inviting me and my essence so that others can hear and feel that vibration.
Thank you, Lord Metatron. Wow. Well, I hope everybody's feeling those vibrations. It's pretty powerful, and this is part of the work that we do every week. So, almost every day. So I want to just thank everybody from my heart to yours, and Melaresi as well.
Yes,
thank you.
It's been an amazing show today.
Very powerful. So certainly check out the website, and certainly also know that listening to this actual show more than once actually may help you as well with those frequencies. Well,
whatever is deemed appropriate from your higher self unto you. Many blessings and love, and make it a 5D weekend.
So thanks, everybody, and just really embrace these times because they are amazing, even though certainly from our perspective in doing this work, it can be extremely challenging.
And we hope that you join us for our calls or connect with us in any other ways.
But those challenges are certainly overwhelmingly compensated for once you feel these energies. So we hope that that is something, a gift that we can bring you. So this is Mike signing off. We're Walking Tarot Crystal Radio. Have an awesome weekend.
Any blessings and love to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you again for listening. Please join Christine Melaresi and Mike Hayden again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel as we continue Walking Terra Crista Radio. Have a 5D weekend.